أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected Hafaz, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, we have a few minutes, inshallah. We'll just, in the short time that I have, with the current situation that we find ourselves in, there are many, many lessons that we can take from it. However, I just want to dwell into something that we need to keep ourselves motivated and positive. And one of the challenges is the economic landscape. The economic landscape of the world has changed in the past few weeks. A microscopic virus, invisible to the eye, has brought the entire world to a standstill and has dropped the already weakened economy onto its knees. Almost every person has been negatively affected through the loss of income, and unfortunately, many businesses were forced to close permanently, resulting in thousands of people losing their jobs. Amongst those that have managed to remain open,
There are many that had to resort to retrenching staff merely in order to survive. This is the scenario that you are very well aware of that is playing out in the world. Now, naturally, this has caused a lot of grief. It has caused countless people sleepless nights and untold anxiety, as they don't know what they will get money from, where the money will come to pay the rent, or where the next meal will come from. Hence, the anxiety, the stress, the concern is certainly understandable and definitely deserves mine and your sympathy and compassion. It's natural, we are humans. We feel anxious, we feel worried. However, respected listeners, despite the challenging plight and the difficulty that we are going through, we should never allow ourselves to become overcome by the situation and overwhelmed. It is not in the trait of a believer to become despondent and to grieve to that extent that, you know, he becomes so or she becomes so depressed that they don't know what's going to happen. Nay, that is not how a believer thinks. Rather, we must always remind ourselves that if the means of our income has been affected, which it has, many companies have resorted to paying 20% of salary, some have paid 30, some 40, whatever the case is. So everybody has been affected. However, the true provider who has cared for us until this point is still there for us. That is the point, my respected friends. And that is our iman. That Allah who has looked after me up till now, inshallah, He will still look after me. Inshallah, my brothers. Has any one of us been affected to that extent that we didn't have a slice of bread on our table? Alhamdulillah, Allah never showed us that. Allah must never show us that day, inshallah. So be positive. And if we turn to Him, He will not desert us. Let's take a lesson from a bird. Let's take a lesson from a bird. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a beautiful example of a bird. He says, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ, that you have reliance on Allah as you ought to have, to the level and to the degree that you ought to have reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will provide for you like how He provides for a bird. Subhanallah. My respected friends, we know that the bird, they leave their nest hungry in the morning, and he returns satiated in the evening. Now, the bird does not sit holding in the nest. Does it sit holding in the nest? No, it doesn't sit holding in the nest. They adopt the means by seeking the sustenance, by leaving the nest in the morning in search of the food for the day. At the same time, they place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mindset that me and you should have. That we adopt the means, we leave our homes in the morning, we try, even if it means I have to sell a few items, I adopt the means and then I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how Allah provides for that bird. The wife at home or the daughter at home will say, you know what, there's some bread comes, go trade outside. Don't we do that, my brothers? Or there's some little bit of rice, take it outside. Who instigated the heart and the mind of that person to take that food and go leave it outside? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For that one bird that is flying in the sky, who will come and nibble on that breadcrumb and that rice? Who provided for him? Allah provided. My respected elders and friends, this is the mindset we should adopt. We must make an effort to earn an halal income while placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a person becomes dependent on Allah, the more Allah makes him independent of creation. The more a person becomes dependent on the Creator, the more Allah makes him independent from creation. I will conclude with a beautiful story. Shakik al-Balkhi rahmatullah alayh. Many of you must have heard his name. He was a saint par excellence in his era. And he was during the time of Ibrahim bin Adham. Might a name that you might have heard, how he left his kingdom and he gave up everything for the sake of Allah. And then he also, he lived during the time of Hatim Asim, who was his ustad. All great, great personalities. They denounced the world, they divorced the world, they had nothing to do with the world. Now before Shakik became a great saint, a renowned saint, where thousands used to sit at his feet and take advantage, what happened was that his hometown, Balkh, that's why he's called Shakik al-Balkhi, in his hometown there was a severe drought. And there was a lot of anxiety and grief and worry and concern. People were disarrayed. They didn't know what to do, where their next meal is going to come from. And in this whole drought situation and condition that Balkh was going through at that time, there was one servant that Shakik saw, that he was up and about and positive and laughing and cheerful and doing his thing as he was supposed to do, and carefree, like we say, carefree, you know. So Shakik went up to him and he said that, "Oh my brother, why are you so cheerful? Why are you so cheerful? Do you not see how people are affected by grief and the drought?" The slave replied, "Yes, I see that. But oh Shakik, the drought does not concern me. The drought does not concern me. Why? Because my master, my boss, he owns an entire village from which all our needs are fulfilled." So this is what the slave told Shakik, that my master, he owns an entire valley of fields, and we sorted, alhamdulillah, so why must I stress? Shakik says, the answer of this slave struck my heart. It struck the chord of my heart, and he said, if his master owns an entire village, whereas he is merely the creation of Allah, and is poor compared to Allah, and he has no worry and concern for his sustenance, then how can a Muslim be overcome with concern for his sustenance when his Allah is the owner of the entire kingdom? Shakik says, I learned tawakkul. I learned trust in my Allah from a slave. When the slave said, my master owns an entire village, why must I be concerned? What grief do I have to have? Doesn't my Allah own everything? Doesn't my Allah own the seven earths and the seven skies? Respected elders and friends, we must remember that Allah has looked after us from the beginning of our lives until this point, and inshallah, He will certainly not abandon us. Allah will not abandon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. Inshallah, we will read our sunnahs, and thereafter the khutbah and namaz will take place.